This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by True Niagen. New True Niagen Pro contains a unique form of vitamin B3, clinically proven to safely increase NAD, which is a vital resource used every day to help fuel and maintain the health of all living cells. NAD is critical for energy and cellular repair and supports muscle function. But as we age, NAD has been found to decline up to 50%. True Niagen Pro is clinically proven to safely increase NAD levels, caring for your cells to help you age better and live better. True Niagen Pro is only available through healthcare practitioners. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com to get yours. Welcome to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and today's podcast is all about human sexuality, and in particular, integrative sexual health. That's the title of a book that today's guest is a co-author, a co-editor of. I'm actually one of the authors in that book. We've talked to some of the other luminaries who contributed chapters to that book, such as Gio Espinosa, and we've also talked to others who have contributed chapters to integrative sexual health. It's part of the Andrew Weil Integrative Medicine Library, and so it's a very authoritative book about all aspects of integrative sexual health. So with us today is Dr. Barbara Bartlick. She's a fellow alumna of my medical school. We actually went to medical school together. She was a year away from me, and so I didn't really get to know her. I only got to know her later in my professional life. She, unlike me, went into psychiatry. She's a board-certified psychiatrist, and she has written several chapters in integrative sexual health. She's an expert on matters related to mood, not just sexuality. So welcome, Dr. Bartlick. It's nice having you on board. I'll call you Barbara.
Thanks, Ron. I'm so happy to be here because I am an avid fan of your podcast, and I listen to everyone, and I'm so happy that I'm finally getting to do one with you.
Well, indeed, and it's really a pleasure doing one with you. Could you first frame the issue for us? Because a lot of people, I think, may not understand, you know, what does an integrative psychiatrist do? Does that mean you never use drugs, you just use herbs, or, you know, how does that work?
Well, we use natural approaches as our first line of therapy. So we like to modify the diet and lifestyle to getting to make people live in a more healthy way. And then we also give a lot of vitamins, minerals, and herbs to correct any imbalances that they have that might be contributing to a mood problem. And there are many, many options. You don't have to immediately reach for the prescription pad. If you can get people to balance their hormones, make sure they have the right nutritional supplements and no deficiencies, you can treat many mood problems. You don't have to go right for medications. And after all, the medications aren't perfect. They very often don't have great outcomes themselves, and they also have some pretty devastating side effects.
Indeed. So when you began your career, there was such a thing as orthomolecular medicine, and really one of the tenets of orthomolecular medicine is that we could correct certain faulty pathways in the brain. We could optimize neurotransmitters by using nutrients, by using, say, B vitamins or magnesium. And this is like 30 years ago when we were both getting started in this field. But I think the field has really developed. And now there's more and more evidence that things like the microbiome have an impact on mood. Inflammation is the source of a lot of brain problems, including depression. And so there really is a diet-brain connection, and there are supplements that definitely have mood-correcting effects. So I think it's a field that, you know, you opted for, and maybe you were a pioneer in that, and I think it's really grown up around you.
Well, yes. In my career, I started out being very interested in orthomolecular psychiatry, as it was called back then. And then I morphed into sexual medicine, and I became an associate in the practice of Dr. Helen Singer Kaplan, mm-hmm. a very renowned sex therapist in New York.
Right. She is the queen of sex therapy. She's really, for those who are not acquainted with her, she's like the most authoritative person in this field. So having worked with her, I think, is a feather in your cap.
Oh, thank you. It was a joy working with her until she died in 1995. And I then concentrated on sexual medicine, but my approach was less with the behavioral psychology approaches and more with nutritional therapies, and I started to get into using micronutrients to improve sexual and mental health in a very big way. And actually, I learned first about that from Dr. Kaplan, because she mentioned it in her first book, The New Sex Therapy, that vitamin and mineral deficiencies can cause sexual problems. Going back to around in the 1970s, she was aware of this. But it was really very rarely stated in sexual medicine circles. The concentration was on behavioral techniques mm-hmm. and, the squeeze
couples
technique.
Couples therapy or whatever, yeah.
Couples therapy. Yep. Yeah, it was very psychological and behavioral mm-hmm. psychological. But if you don't have the biochemistry straight underneath, no amount of behavioral therapy is going to work out. You're just going to be wasting your time.
If you're feeling lethargic, if your body is inflamed, if you have insulin resistance, if you're depleted of vitamins and minerals, no nitric oxide production, all these things kind of enter into it, right?
Absolutely. And to try to do sex therapy on a person with all of those problems is really a waste of time and resources. So I say first correct the underlying imbalances, get that person healthy, and you will see their sexual functioning return in a good way. So I kind of veered away from traditional sex therapy into a more biological model, but that then led me into integrative psychiatry, and there's so much to know about things that you can do to improve mental health with micronutrients and specialized laboratory tests. And, so I got into that, and then I thought, wait, why don't I just bring this together, these two generations of my life, bring it together and do a book on integrative sexual health. And, of course, I was aware of Dr. Andrew Weil's Integrative Health Library, and I conceived of the idea of proposing a book to Dr. Weil, and he did accept it, and I'm so happy that it has finally come to fruition.
And it's a big job, because getting a bunch of integrated practitioners together to write a book is like herding cats, right? But you did it.
No,
you
they
accomplished
were
it.
Wonderful. They were so wonderful. They made our jobs as editors very easy. Myself, Dr. Janet Mendez, and Dr. Gio Espinosa, we worked together on it. And the chapters were so wonderful.
I mean, I have to say so.
I reread them now, and I just can't get over how wonderful they are.
And so I contributed a chapter along with our nutritionist, Layla Mudin, on macronutrients, on the effects of diet on sexual performance. And just to give you a sampling of this, I mean, we did interview previously Dr. Madeline Castellanos, a psychiatrist, on female sexual biochemistry. That was fascinating, with a view towards female sexual dysfunction. But just to give you, I'm just going to give you a random sample of some of the chapters here. Chiropractic, how musculoskeletal involvement impacts sexuality. Understanding sexual addiction and hypersexuality. That's an aspect of this. The sexual dysfunction and exercise, the effect of exercise on sexual performance. Here's one on birth control pills and hormonal contraception. What were the effects of that? I mean, it's such a pervasive thing. So, that's just a smattering of some of the chapters in the book. Highly recommended, especially if you're an integrated practitioner, integrative sexual health. And so, Barbara, you wrote a chapter, you alluded to the fact that micronutrient deficiency can impact sexual performance. I mean, I'm thinking what micronutrients, I mean, zinc is associated with sexual performance, but yeah. Can you elaborate?
Well, yeah. I looked at all of the medications that were strongly associated with sexual dysfunction, and then I looked at the medications themselves and what vitamins and minerals they depleted, and it's a lot, and it's something that everybody should be aware of when they start a medication. So for instance, look at birth control pills. Mm-hmm.
Big libido killer. You could never get me to take a birth control pill. You know, this whole thing of male contraception, that, you know, tell a guy, oh, you know, you're just going to have some breast tenderness and you're going to, you know, have a sort of a flattened affect and you're going to lose your interest in sex. Forget about it. I'm not going to take that.
Right.
So we put the responsibility on women. We put the responsibility on women.
It's really very, and people take it so lightly. I can remember, you know, once my daughter came home from college and told me she had started birth control pills, and I was aghast. She said, Mom, everybody in my dorm is on them.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was like, fortunately, she came right off them because she couldn't remember to take them. So that was not for her. But you see, they deplete folic acid, B1, B2, B3, mm-hmm. B6, yep. B12, vitamin C, zinc, selenium,
which affects mood,
magnesium.
Big time. Yeah.
Calcium. Okay. All of those ingredients are used to make neurotransmitters.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go on a hormonal contraception, you're going to have trouble with micronutrient depletion, and that is likely to impact your neurotransmitters, which will then affect your mental and sexual health. So that is a really big deal that, and there are so many other things. As a clinician with 35 years experience seeing patients, I've seen horrible things. You know, mm-hmm. women in their late 20s having their gallbladders removed, mm-hmm. because of the birth control pill. People with blood clots and devastating consequences of that. So these are not small things, and they are serious medications and should not be taken lightly.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't take them like they were candy and hand them out that way. It's just not right. This is, and there are other forms of birth control that are effective if used properly, such as the condom. And people don't use them, or they don't use them rightly, and then accidents occur. But if you use it rightly, the efficacy rate is almost as good as a pharmaceutical contraception.
Okay, folks, at this point, let's pause and allow one of our sponsors to share this very important message with you. Please listen up. This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by True Niagen. New True Niagen Pro contains a unique form of vitamin B3, clinically proven to safely increase NAD, which is a vital resource used every day to help fuel and maintain the health of all living cells. NAD is critical for energy and cellular repair and supports muscle function. But as we age, NAD has been found to decline up to 50%. True Niagen Pro is clinically proven to safely increase NAD levels, caring for your cells to help you age better and live better. True Niagen Pro is only available through healthcare practitioners. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com to get yours. This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Herpanosine Skin Support. Your skin is your largest organ. Treating and preventing serious, unsightly, and at times painful skin problems must be done from the inside. That's why for over 28 years, people worldwide have experienced safe and positive results with the award-winning vitamin formula Herpanosine Skin Support. Herpanosine utilizes the finest quality gluten-free non-GMO vitamins, herbs, and amino acids, as well as antioxidants. 11 powerful and proven ingredients which work together synergistically to support skin health from the inside out where it counts. It's manufactured in an FDA-licensed facility, and it's backed by science. Healthy skin starts from within. Get Herpanosine Skin Support online at diamondformulas.com or by calling 888-467-4200. Use the coupon code Hoffman for free shipping at diamondformulas.com or call 888-467-4200. Herpanosine Skin Support. Thanks for listening and thanks for supporting our sponsors. They're what make Intelligent Medicine a continuing free resource to you. And now back to our guest, Dr. Barbara Bartlick. What are some of the other drugs that deplete nutrients? I imagine water pills, things like that.
Okay. Oh, yes. Here we go. The diuretics deplete so many things. Potassium, magnesium, zinc, calcium, thiamine, B6, vitamin C, thiazide diuretics, potassium, magnesium, zinc, beta blockers, CoQ10, angiotensive converting enzyme inhibitors such as ACE inhibitors can deplete zinc and sodium. ARBs, another blood pressure, can deplete zinc, sodium, potassium. The antipsychotics deplete B2, CoQ10. A lot of the anti-seizure medicines deplete B vitamins.
Get away with vitamin D as well, some of them.
Yes, yes. And anticonvulsants, vitamin D, gabapentin, folate, barbiturates, folic acid, vitamin D, vitamin K, B12, B6, carnitine. So you see, what I recommend people do is whenever they start any medication, look up what vitamins are depleted by those medications.
And you may really need to take that medication, but at least replete whatever the medication tends to interfere with, because you can partially compensate for the medication effect.
Absolutely. People get muscle cramps from statins, mostly because they deplete CoQ10, and you need that for your muscles. So you should always be on CoQ10 when you're on a statin. Mm-hmm. Some people have to take statins because they've, had a cardiac or stroke type of event.
I agree. I'm not inalterably opposed to them. Yeah.
Yeah.
So from a sort of a 60,000 foot altitude, looking at this problem, it seems this problem's more pervasive than it was in the past. There's articles about how millennials are losing interest in sex, and really a high incidence of ED in young men. Certainly this problem is pervasive in women. So, is something going on here? Is it, something about our lifestyle, our environment?
Yep. Testosterone levels have been declining every decade. And we're getting, more and more low testosterone levels. And I just saw a young man the other day, an athlete in college, really working out very hard physically, and he's got a low testosterone level.
Wow. You wouldn't think it.
And not only that, he's got a high estradiol level. And so what could be causing this? Well, we think it might be the plastic water bottles that he's drinking from, and also they haven't been careful about making sure that they're all of their personal products. The family is not paying attention to the personal products. They didn't know they had to. But, things like...
These are
like,
the so-called gender benders, the endocrine disruptors or xenoestrogens, right?
Exactly. Exactly. So we think that he's being exposed to a lot of xenoestrogens. Do you know that even like male, even colognes that men use, they often contain... phthalates, which decrease testosterone. So here you're going out on a date, you want to smell good and be attractive, so you put on some cologne. People don't know that it's decreasing their testosterone and making them less sexy.
In addition to camouflaging their pheromones, which are the normal sexual attractants.
Yes. So this young man, he was feminized, though he was in really good shape. And I looked at his bloods, and I noticed that not only was that happening with his hormones, but his hemoglobin A1C was a 5.6, and you would not expect that in a 20-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
That's
a
on borderline. The border of pre-diabetic, And so, but
it's not optimal.
It's not optimal. But then I looked at his genetics, and he's homozygous for the A1298C. Methylation defect. So clearly this man needs methylation support, which will then help him get his hormones back in balance.
There's something about the methylation where if you have ineffective methylation, you're not getting rid of excess estrogen. That's particularly important for women. Sometimes, you know, with the reproductive cancers, breast cancer, uterine cancer, estrogen dominance, they need methylation support to help them detox properly the excess estrogen. But I guess it applies to males too.
Yes, yes. It's very important for both, because to process hormones, you do need methylating factors. Mm-hmm. This young man also had a low fasting blood sugar of 58 and had some symptoms of anxiety, possibly connected with low blood sugar.
That can kill libido too,
And so what did we do? Well, even before I got his labs back, I gave him some fenugreek. And I also put him on magnesium, which I give everybody.
Mm-hmm. Everybody. Good stress buster. Plus, the guy's exercising like crazy. He's leaking magnesium in his sweat.
Yeah. And I put him on a methylating B vitamin and omega-3 and a probiotic. And I sent him home and got the labs back. And lo and behold, found this high estrogen. So when he came back, but he had an interesting story when he came back. Lo and behold, the fenugreek had resolved his problem with his erections. I forgot to mention that his morning erections had gone away. He normally had them, but they just had gone away. And then he had had one.
It's kind of abnormal for a young man, certainly.
Yeah, for a young guy like that, you know. Not normal. And also, he had had one episode of erectile disorder with a young lady, and so he was very, very upset. And so, but lo and behold, these sexual problems went away with just the fenugreek and these few items that I supplemented. So he was in good shape. Then he ran out of his fenugreek, but not the other items. And lo and behold, the morning erection stopped again, and he was having trouble. So I think the fenugreek, which increases testosterone by inhibiting aromatase, which converts testosterone to estrogen, I think it was helping him.
So it doesn't. And, in other words, it's not a form of testosterone. It increases testosterone by preventing the breakdown of testosterone.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. And so when he came back, I put him on some chrysin, which does the same
thing.
Which does
the same
thing. Herbal.
Mm-hmm. It's a little bit like a natural aromatase inhibitor. It's kind of like natural Arimidex.
Exactly. So instead of using pharmaceuticals, I used herbs and vitamins and minerals to treat him.
Mm-hmm.
Even though his sex hormone binding globulin, which binds to the free testosterone and inactivates it, even though it was normal,
mm-hmm.
I decided to put him on some phosphatidylserine as well to decrease his sex hormone binding globulin.
That's sort of, for our listening audience, we're getting a little technical here, but sex hormone binding globulin is precisely how it sounds. It binds to testosterone, which is necessary for kind of carrying it around the body, but if there's too much of it, all the testosterone is bound up and your available testosterone is less, or free testosterone is less. So there are certain supplement regimes which help us liberate the testosterone, right?
Exactly. So phosphatidylserine, and there are some other herbal products that I use that,
mm-hmm.
You know, these nutraceutical houses, they package them in combo products.
Is stinging nettle one of those things that does that as well? Stinging nettle?
Stinging nettle?
Not in your repertoire.
Helps the liver. I'm not sure if it does.
I thought it was
that.
Something that might help with
it
sexual
probably
and body
would, because if you're helping the liver, it would probably do that.
Yep.
So, but while we're on the subject, this is one of the reasons, this elevation in sex hormone binding globulin, this is one of the reasons that birth control pills inhibit sexual functioning in women.
Mm-hmm.
Because
it raises the sex hormone binding
globulin.
It absolutely, and it does it for a long time too, even after you stop.
Sometimes they go down, the levels go down a bit,
mm-hmm.
but they never go down to baseline.
Mm.
You could tell if a woman has ever taken birth control pills by her level of sex hormone binding globulin. So, you know, think hard before you start those things. You may be affecting your free testosterone for life.
Yeah.
So that's
so, you know, obviously, you know, men have a lot in their armamentarium for supporting sexuality. I mean, we have the option as physicians of prescribing testosterone or prescribing Viagra, Cialis, Levitra. It seems that in this space race to achieve sexual fulfillment, men are getting the better end of the stick. Women have fewer options. So perhaps in part two,
it's about 200 to 1, the right. drug to enhance male sexual functioning compared to the drugs that to enhance female sexual functioning.
So perhaps in part two, we can focus a little bit on support for women's sexual functioning. We're talking to Dr. Barbara Bartlick. She is one of the co-editors of a great book, Integrative Sexual Health. I'm also author of a chapter in that book. And it's part of the Weill Integrative Medicine Library. We'll be back with Barbara to take a deeper dive into integrative sexual health, things that you can do naturally to support libido, sexual performance, and overall sexual satisfaction. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.